Hello, hello. It is a Memorial Day edition of the Loftus Party podcast. How's it going over there at the you're at a different Liberty Gypsy location?
Yes, I'm at the alternative camp, spending time with family and folks from out of town, so having a little bit of fun.
That's great. That's great. You got a big barbecue plan. You're gonna go swimming. You're gonna go crazy out there.
Yeah, we weren't gonna go as crazy as we were gonna go. There was gonna be tubing and a lot of other fun, but it looks like we're also gonna get some rain, which boo. But hey, my weekend in Asheville was great. So
we'll have to talk about that. But just at the very top of the show, I get the Veterans Day. Mm-hmm. And the Memorial Day, Veterans Day is like for everybody who served, and thank you. And Memorial Day is when we remember those who lost their lives defending this great nation. So big shout out to all those people. If you've got somebody in your life who I can't thank you enough, I mean, that's just going to it's going to be a little bit saccharine and a little bit sweet, but I truly mean it. A lot of really, really great people. Fought for us to be able to have barbecue, not only to have barbecues, all that, just defend this great nation. So I want to recognize those peeps on Memorial Day. I'm in a very strange mood. I'm just gonna get that right out of the gate.
Very strange.
Yeah. I had a weird dream the other night that someone stole my bike. Like, I got back from the airport. And I had all my luggage, my money, everything. And these guys came up and they stole my bike. And I managed to get my money and my wallet and everything. So I had everything, but they got my bike and my luggage. And it was really freaking me out. And it's weird. I have not been able to shake this dream. I don't know what it means.
Is that like when you were arriving back in New York or coming home to California?
No, this was like 2 days ago. And you know what? And I don't know what city I was in. Like when I landed, but I was like, I knew I was like home. It was weird. I don't know what that means. Hopefully somebody can interpret that and get back to me on that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe,
so there's
maybe do it in a Facebook message. Here's what that actually means, Michael.
Oh my gosh. Facebook, social media. Don't get me started. I could literally go off for the entire hour of the show just about Facebook and Twitter and social media. And it's the weirdest thing. I honestly don't understand it. However, before we get into that, we're going to get into some fun stuff. You just went to like a beer tasting, beer festival thing?
Yes, I call it an annual pilgrimage. So we load up the wagon, you know.
You load up the crystal ball.
Load up the crystal ball and the funky clothes and, you know, pick up a few friends on the way. But yeah, it's called the Asheville Beer Week. And we show up on Thursday, and Thursday through Sunday is usually normally enough. But on Saturday, you go to the park in downtown Asheville, and there's about 50 tents for various craft breweries that have about 4 beers apiece, and they give you a 4-ounce glass, and you get to go to every single one of them.
That's great. A million years ago, I did stand-up in, oh my gosh, it was in outside of San Francisco. They might have been San Jose. They did a big craft beer thing. The same thing. Mm-hmm. You had these cool little glasses, and you would just go around from tent to tent and try free beer and blah, blah, blah. That's where I met, and I did stand-up at this show. And it was all, you know, I was one of two comedians that actually got political. And I was doing my rah-rah America, we're awesome. George Bush is the best. It was just like, look up at the moon and our flag is up there and no other country's done that. Suck it, losers. We're the best.
Right? Right.
And you know who loved it?
Who?
Will Durst. That's where I met Will Durst, and we actually became kind of buddies.
Nice.
And he went up there and like slammed on, you know, this Bush is a criminal and the Patriot Act and blah, blah, blah. But yeah, we did a couple shows together, and he like looked at me like he couldn't, like he was staring at a Martian, like he just couldn't believe it. And then he couldn't believe that like I was doing as well as I did. It's so great. I haven't thought of that in ages.
Yeah,
in ages.
It turns out I'm a big craft beer person. I don't drink most commercially available beers, and this is one festival that if you really like craft beer or you're a home brewer, you should definitely take a look at going to.
Okay, so let me ask you this. If you had to go into a 7-Eleven and you cannot buy an imported beer, you're running into 7-Eleven, you got $20 in your hand, what beer do you buy?
I don't buy.
Okay, for the sake of the game,
I
you have to buy something.
have to buy something.
Yeah, you have to buy something or they will blow up your car and shoot everyone you love.
So I can't even get like a Guinness?
Oh, no, you
No,
can't.
I
It
can't.
has to be an American beer.
An American beer. I don't know this for a fact. I don't know
Dun-dun-dun.
this for a fact, but I think it's an American beer. It's called Shock Top.
Oh my gosh, you just have to be. You couldn't say like so I'll like make it even easier for you.
Okay.
Miller, Budweiser, or Coors? Or Pabst Blue Ribbon?
Oh my God, take PBR right off the list. That's like on
No
par with
PBR.
Natty Light. No. They're all made from rice, so I'd probably close my eyes and pick one.
Wow.
Seriously, they don't taste any
You
different
wouldn't
to
even
me.
go Michelob.
Nope.
You hate American beer that much.
I don't like lagers, and those are all lagers.
Don't like lagers. Okay. Boy, that
So.
went nowhere. That was zero fun. I
I'm
thought we were going to be
sorry. I'm
on to
sorry. I'm
something.
just like, yeah,
You're
no,
just a
I.
negative Nancy.
No, I'm really positive for all these small businesses. Like one of the folks we met the first year we went to this thing is a group, and I'll give them a little shout out because they make fantastic craft beer. And their brewery is called Burial. And it was a young couple who had a couple acres, and they decided to take what they were growing and put it into this brewery. The young guy had always wanted to do it. I don't know, maybe he was in his late 20s.
Yeah.
Their place in size has grown 3 times. It looks fantastic now. When we first went, it was literally like a speakeasy, and you had to knock on the door and ask for permission to go in. Now it's a full bar and restaurant, brew their own beer, distributing regionally. I mean, it's a great small business story. I love
Let's
that.
show them some love on the website, theloftusparty.com.
Yep, I will happily because their bartender, they actually ran out of a beer just as I was about to order it. And he said, there's one 4-pack in the back that one of the staff had set aside. I'm giving it to you.
Let's do it. Let's
I
absolutely
love it.
do it. Let's do a little piece, just show them some love on the website. And
I
you know
will.
what else we have to do is we gotta be on the lookout to raise some money. I want to start doing some charity work. I don't want to
Okay.
lose sight of, because there's so many awesome things going on. There's so many wonderful things happening. I also it's like spinning plates, and I have to constantly remind myself I wanted to do more charity work. I wanted to do more stuff with small businesses on the website, and we also need some more nudity. So, all of these three things: charity, small business, charity, entrepreneurs, and nudity. And just like the Bible says, it all starts at home.
Shop small business, give a little every week, and go get you some.
Yes,
Maybe
absolutely. So.
we should make the t-shirts that say
Absolutely. Why not?
There you go. The
And we
loft is
should
party.
have a beer.
Shop small
Help.
business, go get you some, and give a little back.
Yeah.
There you
Yeah.
go.
Give a little back.
Yep. And you could
That's
flip those last two any way you want. Sorry.
Charity starts at home. Think locally, bang locally. Something like that. We'll figure out a fun little phrase for it.
We will. Sounds
All of
like a
that
good
good stuff.
t-shirt for the tiger, though.
Yes, it does.
You
Yes,
know,
it
when you get
does.
the tattoo, maybe you could put it around the tattoo.
That would be great. Have it translated into Latin so it
Even
looks like
better.
something like really cryptic. Like, ooh, that's gonna be something deep. And then and
Somebody asks you and
like,
you go,
what
no,
does that
really.
mean? Shop locally. Have you banged yet? And here's some money for some charity.
There you go.
Okay. I'm very concerned about this whole. There's a couple topics I want to get to. First of all, and this is going to be so weird. This is like a bizarre exercise because the segment actually airs tonight of the Tucker Carlson show. I believe I'm going to be on Tucker Carlson. Now, this is a little glimpse inside that weird world. You ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. I predict it's going to be an absolute train wreck. That is my prediction.
Stop.
Now here's the reason why, and I find this very strange. Like when I went in to do CNN recently. Now here's the great thing. Here's the good news in all of this. CNN calls me up. Would you come in and comment on this? Fox News, Tucker Carlson, they reach out to have me on the show, which I'm totally thrilled with. Yeah, you know, Fox News, CNN, Tucker Carlson, this is all wonderful, wonderful stuff. People are – the word is getting out, and that's what I've always said. You can't keep something funny a secret, and bada bing, bada boom, here you have it. Now, when I'm on CNN, I'm in the CNN studio. I got an earpiece in. I can see the person who's talking to me, and of course, they can see me, and I can – it's like having a conversation. Now, here's the weird thing about the whole Fox News Tucker Carlson deal. I go – it's a studio. It's literally a little bit bigger than like a master bathroom in a nicer home. It's just – it's really small. And you're on this platform and there's a screen behind you that's showing, you know, the L.A. skyline on a loop and cars are going by. And you have an earpiece in. There is no video to Tucker Carlson. You cannot see what's going on in the studio in D.C.
Oh, so I misunderstood. I thought they meant that you meant you were just going to be audio with no video.
That's what it was. So I'm sitting in this chair, like literally in this glorified closet, and I can hear what's going on in the studio, but I cannot see. And like as a comedian, it's a disaster. It's an absolute disaster. Like but, I can't hear him laughing. I can't see his face. It's literally he could be making that Tucker Carlson, that knit brow thing. It was just a disaster. I just feel it was a disaster, disaster, disaster.
But we're gonna be able to see your face in the segment, right?
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Okay, see no, I thought you meant when you first texted that all we would hear was your video and they didn't or your audio and they didn't do any video. With your audio. Oh, okay. I get it now.
They have a camera on me and there's a smiley face, like an old school 1970s smiley face. That's where I'm supposed to look. Mm-hmm. And that's it. There is no monitor. And like, I don't know if, is this like, I don't know if he's trying to interrupt me or like no visual cues for a comedian is just a nightmare. And then I can't hear laughing. And then I get done with the segment, and Tucker Carlson's like, "We'll be right back." And then the engineer comes into the little closet where I'm at, and I'm like, "That was really odd." He goes, "Ah, yeah, you did good. You did good." I could hear him laughing in the control room and stuff. And I'm like, "You might have in the future. You might want to patch that through to me."
It would be good for me to know. How did you hear what questions he was asking you?
Well, I had an earpiece in. But so he goes, well, what do you think about this? And then I go, well, I think blah, 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 blah. And I'm just doing material. I'm just doing like joke, 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 joke. And like, I can't tell if he's trying to butt in. Does it look like I'm just like completely just slamming through this? I'm terrified of what this thing's going to look like.
Well, I'll get 30 people to watch it tonight, and I'll tell you how awesome you were. Well,
that's great. You're agreeing to lie.
I don't think I'll be lying. You were fantastic on Red Eye.
Well, that was – see, I was in the studio though, and here's the thing. It all comes back like sense memory. And here's the deal. When I did Red Eye the first two times, back when – it was like season one when Gutfeld first started it. There was a satellite. I could see what was going on in the studio in New York.
Oh, okay.
I don't know why they would do that. I don't know why.
I don't either, but I'm sure it'll be fine. You know why? Because you are funny.
I don't know how funny I am in a broom closet with no feedback.
Well,
it's literally like the nightmare scenario.
I can see that for a stand-up comedian because you guys do it for the laughs. So,
right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it was weird. Okay, so that's going on. That'll be on tonight. Donald Trump got back from his overseas trip. I thought it was great. And the whole Jared Kushner thing, and I'm just blah, 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 blah.
I'm tired of it.
You know what? I am too, but I feel like it's necessary to comment on. Like this whole thing. And like now this, that there's a website or whatever called Now This. And they have this recipe where it's like half politics, half, you know, science and blah, blah,
culture,
blah.
And yeah.
Yeah, and they were still like, as late as last night, they were going, Donald Trump decided not to wear his headset when the prime minister of a foreign country was talking. And Donald Trump doesn't speak that language. Meh, meh, meh. And it's a and that story had been killed 24 hours previously.
Yep.
Because Trump just didn't wear the big Dr. Dre Beats translator headphones. He had an earpiece in his right ear, so you couldn't see it in the photo. But they just decide to keep running with it, keep running with it. It's horrible. Well, and then this dude I know on Facebook, this total jerk, you know, he's talking about it again today, and you see like all of his little friends and his little circle are talking about it, and oh, this, that, and the other thing. And it's like, you want to point out to them, and I don't, you know, just how incredibly naive and stupid they are.
No, and the whole commentary on the entire visit, I mean, the only person I heard commenting on his European visit that I thought made any sense whatsoever was Selena Zito. She was on CNN this morning, and I happened to catch it because I'm a big fan of hers. I think she really tries to get to what people think and try to understand what's going on. She's done a lot of traveling into a lot of the Midwest and central states that voted for Trump and talked to the people who did. And what she said is for the people who voted for him, and even those who voted for him reluctantly, him going over there and doing what he did in Israel, the commentary he made in Saudi Arabia, you know, clearly saying, we're here, we'll support you, but you guys have to lead in this fight. This is your fight. Yeah. It's not our fight. That was what his most ardent supporters wanted. It's not leading from behind like Obama did. It's not acquiescing, but at the same time, it's not saying, we're going to come in and save the world and fix all your problems.
I tell you, you watch these political pundits on these talk shows, and for a guy, you know, from the Midwest and whatever, it's like, I don't think Trump is this mysterious. It's what
no,
I like about
not.
he went to Saudi Arabia, and he goes, we got a common enemy, we got to get rid of these losers. And I love that he calls them losers. Yeah. That's just the best. We got to end these losers, we got to drive them out, we got to kill them. You guys need to step up and help. Okay. Mm-hmm. Let's do the sword dance. I'll dance around with the swords, that's all good. Let's start killing these fellas. Wonderful. He goes to Israel. I got your back. It's all good. Don't worry. I just talked to the guys over in Saudi Arabia. We're good. We're going to do some good things together. Okay. Thanks, Donald Trump. Then off he goes, you know, to NATO. And he goes, listen, guys, I know this is really awkward, but you got to start, you got to find your wallets. You got to start paying for this stuff. We had an agreement. And people are like, oh, that's horrifying. No, that's not horrifying at all. He did exactly what I wanted him to do. He was exactly right.
Well, and I mean, when you take a look at it, right? I mean, Germany is one of the most prosperous countries in Europe. Okay, they have a very healthy economy. They haven't been in charge of their own defense since 1945.
Yep.
Right? So, you
know, you were like three rights in a row there.
So, for him to say, hey, Angela, open the purse strings. And then for her ridiculous self to turn around and say, oh, we can't solely rely on the U.S. anymore. Well, A, you never really should have. And B, we're not asking you to arm yourselves and build up your own military. We're asking you to pay your fair share in NATO, which would be far less expensive.
Yeah, it was. Like, listen, I thought it was fantastic.
And
time to pony up. And I love that he did it on camera, and they were all standing there, and so they can't say like they didn't hear it. They got no excuses.
Well, and just the, oh my God, Germany, Germany, Germany. Okay, where were you people when Obama bugged her phone?
Yes.
Okay, you want to talk about like killing your allied relationship? Where were you guys when all that was going down? Right?
Yeah,
Nowhere. So just stop because you know
it's
what?
wonderful.
Mad Dog, who had the quote of the week, by the way,
Yes, he did.
I love
Yes, he
that.
did. What keeps you up at night?
Nothing.
Nothing. I keep other people up at night.
That was
Yes.
beast
Yes.
mode. Loved it.
That was
But
fantastic.
he already went over and told him. He already went over and told him the deal has got to change.
Yeah.
We've got to work
Well,
together differently, blah, 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 blah. And Trump went over there and did exactly what he said he was going to do during the election. So I have no idea why everyone is so shocked.
okay, so let's take a minute. So now the big narrative coming out of all the think tanks and the Sunday news panels is like Trump's coming home to all these leaks and the Jared Kushner, and now the Jared Kushner thing, as of this recording, it comes out that the Russian ambassador was saying to Kushner, "Hey, we should set up some kind of hotline that we can talk to each other in case you guys win this thing and some wackiness happens in Syria." And Kushner's like, "Yeah, I'll think about it." So that's the big,
Okay.
right?
There was a historian on CNN this morning that said during the election, Kissinger had a back channel to Russia before
Yes.
Nixon was ever elected.
Yeah,
And
and everyone who knows what they're talking about is not concerned about this at all.
well, no, except the New York Times and then the WaPo and the CNN, they have to validate themselves. Well, WaPo and CNN both found, I don't care. I don't care.
And it's got to be driving people on the left just absolutely bonkers. Absolutely bonkers. Because every day they wake up to, well, this is it. This is it. And nothing happens. And then they wake up tomorrow. This is it. This is it. And nothing happens. I mean, it's got to be just completely maddening.
Well, now I don't remember which one they got, whether it's a special prosecutor or an independent counsel, but it's like a complete witch hunt. Witch hunt. George W. Bush's attorney general was on this morning. I forget which journalist it was with, and he's like, "What crime are you even talking about?"
Well, that's just it. We have to find out if there was a crime. That's what they keep saying. That's I was just play acting their response.
I know, but it's like there's no evidence of a crime.
That
What are
is
you
the
looking for?
well, that's why we have to look to see if there's something there, which to me is that's the Spanish Inquisition right there.
Well, it's just that's
Give us
completely.
everything. We want to look through everything to make sure that there's no crime. Well, what are you looking for? Well, we'll know when we find out. That's total, that's Nazi stuff. That's total Nazi stuff. Show me your papers. Why'd you pull me over? Show me your papers. However, as it goes on and on and on, I'm just more and more convinced that there is nothing there. There's nothing to worry about. And just I just don't know how you see these people on Facebook, getting just their panties just in a twist about all of it. And I feel
Okay.
bad for them. And I just don't have the time or the patience to hold their hand and walk them through it. Because when you do try to very casually, very and not be preachy and not be a jerk about it, but just go, "Hey, well, here's this thing and here's that thing." They're like, "Hey, you Trumpkin. I guess facts don't matter to a Trumpkin." And then you're done. I'm done. I'm done and I'm moving on.
Oh, but Michael. Every day on Twitter, I'm called a stupid Trumper. Me!
Yes.
Me,
Yes, of
because I take a
course.
look at things and I say, well, whatever. I
Yeah,
mean,
and you voted for that guy from The Odd Couple. You voted for
I
Tony
did and I
Randall.
regret it. I still wouldn't have voted for Trump. I probably would have abstained, but
What is up with Evan McMuffin that
I
he's
can't
still
look
hanging
at him
around?
anymore. I actually tweeted from the beer fest. I'm enjoying a wonderful Russian Imperial Stout. Don't tell Louise Mensch, she'll call me a lie. A spy. Yeah.
It's crazy.
It's crazy.
So it is, and then here's the really I find it odd. I just find it very odd. I've been doing these video blogs, Which have been a lot of fun and very, very fulfilling. And I really like doing it. I'm going to keep doing it. And I'm going to do more and more stuff in that space of YouTube. And our subscriptions are up, by the way. It's great. It's so much fun to watch. I'm completely addicted to the numbers of it now. It's just part of it's a personality defect of mine. However, I thought I made this really, really great point about the attacks in Manchester, and like if this was a fast food company, we'd be freaking out. Like the video was this. We've had all these different hashtags, you know, pray for Paris, pray for Munich, pray for Germany, pray for London. It goes on and on. Just from 2015 to date, it's about 25. Different hashtags, pray for this city, pray for that city. And then my point was, if this was any other company, take radical Islam out of it, if this was a fast food company, people would be freaking out.
Absolutely. If this was anything else, people would be freaking out.
And they completely are looking the other way, and they can't be objective about it. And I thought, oh my gosh, this is such a well-crafted, it's right there, it's dancing on the edge of it, but it's clear and it's concise and it's a great point. And wow, I thought it would be like in the millions of clicks. I really thought it would be huge.
You can't predict viral, man. You had that one Cheryl Atkinson one go crazy. So,
well, you know what it is? And then I think people just, they don't want to share it because they don't want to be like, oh, this, if I share this, I'm going to look like an Islamophobe, which was actually part of the piece. It's actually in the video.
I'm actually very tired of that word. Very tired of that word. Well, I have a significant issue with a group of people who think my head needs to be chopped off simply because I live with my Western values of individual freedom, liberty, and some degree of fun, right?
Liberty Gypsy, last week you had attacks in Manchester, mm-hmm. in the Philippines,
it's still going Egypt, on in the Philippines,
in Egypt, mm-hmm. and Indonesia.
Welcome to Ramadan.
And people are just acting like, and then another friend of mine on Facebook posts this thing where like these Christians... these Christian pastors or whatever got a billboard up going, yikes, radical Islam's a problem. And this guy's like, they call themselves Christians. I'm embarrassed. And he's got a ton of comments where like, and I just wrote, I couldn't help myself. I'm like, oh, you're very brave. You're very brave.
If I recall correctly, it was the Pope who kicked the radical Muslims out of Europe, like, I don't know, a couple hundred years ago.
This
being
is one of those
things
where...
Being a good Christian does not preclude you from having an issue with people who lop the heads off of others. I would say the latter being far less Christian.
There's a lot of times on this program, on the television show and on this program, where you just know you're ahead of the curve. And I don't want to be right about this. This is one of those, I don't want to be right about this. But like, we're way ahead of it. Mm-hmm. We're way ahead of it. And a year from now, people go, okay, it's time we wake up and smell the coffee. I'm like, good Lord. If it was Burger Hut, like my point in the video was like Chipotle gave 60 people food poisoning a couple years ago. 60 people got like, they vomited and they probably pooped their pants. And the world stopped. Mm-hmm. The world stopped because Chipotle, an organization like Chipotle, made people's tummies rumbly. And here you have like four attacks in a 7-day period. And people are like, what did we do? We have to carry on. And I tell you what, no, we don't have to carry on. And this doesn't have to be the new normal. And yeah. I want the travel ban.
I don't want it to be the new normal in any way.
I want the travel ban.
And, so do
and
I.
I. These judges who are like, well, you could, from what he said on the campaign trail, take that out of it. I don't like it when Supreme Court justices do it, when they go, well, here's what they really meant. No, what's on the piece of paper you're reading? How about you make a judgment on the piece of paper you're reading?
Oh,
drives me crazy.
I read the most ridiculous paragraph from that because one of the things that was called for in that travel ban, right, was things I'd really like to know, right? How many thwarted terrorist attacks do we have? We know the we know that we have terrorist attacks that are stopped in this country between DHS and FBI and New York City police. I mean, they work actively to prevent these things, and we don't hear about them. So we don't really know what the scope of the problem is. Part of that travel ban called for analysis of these things and reporting so that the American public could be aware at why the threat level is what it is when they declare it orange or purple or whatever color it is this week, right?
Yeah.
So because in that list of categories that they wanted to monitor was honor killings, that was Islamophobic. That's why it got turned down.
You look at these, some of these reports, and like they'll casually just like breeze over something. Like, I guess in, I don't know if it's all of the UK or just in London or just in Manchester or whatever, but there's like 7 Sharia courts that are open for business and hear cases. I'm sorry, you're either a citizen of England or you're a citizen of Sharia land. You can't have it both ways.
You cannot have it both ways.
Ooh, which brings me, I'm sorry, it's a huge shift, but I just don't want to forget to say this. This happens all the time. We record this and then I look back and I listen. I'm like, oh man, I wanted to say that. Here's the argument that I'm going to start making about the whole immigration thing. Right. With people like, oh, we need all these migrants and we need these illegal immigrants and we need the constant, steady flow of people. Yet they also want Obamacare to succeed. Now, I don't know how you can have a nation without borders, but has all these social services. Who's going to pay for all this stuff? Now, if you want to lock it down, if you want to go like total hardcore Ann Coulter and just lock it down, nobody new comes in. Then perhaps we can start talking about healthcare is free, because then we know how many people are here and how many we have to pay for. It's like when you have a cake at a party. You're like, how many people are going to be here? Oh, there's 20. OK, I need a cake that serves 20 people. If we have a cake that serves 20 people and 50 more people keep showing up to the party that weren't invited, you're going to run out of cake. So what do you want, America? Do you want to have cake or do you not want to have cake?
This was a very sly line in the Trump budget. But
what do you mean?
There are certain benefits now, from what I read this morning, according to the proposal, that child care tax credit, earned income tax credits, and other tax credits will actually require that you have a Social Security number, and it's valid.
Ha, ha, ha.
Ha, ha, ha. I love it. It is fully endorsed by me.
Wow.
If we can stop giving away the free stuff, I think a lot of these problems solve themselves.
It is. Oh my gosh. And then I put it on the Facebook page the other day. God bless that. What's his name?
Director Mick Mulvaney. Yes. I loved that video. That was awesome.
Share that sucker. And I just loved it. I felt so hacky when I was writing the post, like finally, but that is the thing. They use these scare tactics. He's going to cut this. He's going to cut that. He's going to cut that. And like, I'm sorry that if you said last year we spent $100 and next year you want to spend $120, but we're only going to spend $110, you can't call that a cut. That's an increase.
That's an increase. And, you know, what he was actually talking about in the business world, I dealt with for years. It's called zero-based budgeting. You have exactly next year what you had last year, figure it out.
But, yep, and that
in
was...
In production, in marketing, and whatever. And I think if we did that for about 5 years in the federal government, whoa, it would get a lot smaller.
That was one of the very first Michaeltopias we ever did.
Mm-hmm.
Was, there is no argument about the budgets for next year. I'll tell you what the budget for next year is. It's the budget you had this year. Same amount.
That's it.
Yep.
Do you want to hear something crazy?
What?
Well, that's not crazy. It's actually kind of fun. Number of page visits to the Facebook page. And this is just a little pat on the back to you and I. We're up 293%.
It's because we got good stuff.
Holy moly. That's big.
Mm-hmm.
And the YouTube page, thanks for subscribing, you guys. Share these videos. It's all an algorithm. I love it. But like, I love going around the mainstream media. And I love like sharing like this Mitch Mulvaney. That's not a cut. That's an increase.
Mm-hmm.
Letting people see that. It's the only way. It is the only way. Social media's, it's fun, it's frustrating. I certainly don't understand it. I'm about to shake a bunch of people loose from Twitter. The Twitter's going to get a lot racier. I'm just telling you that right now. Like, I love talking about these people because I don't have enough, you only have so many characters on Twitter, but there's just some real sticks in the mud that are about to have their heart rate's going to go through the roof.
Well, I have no problem not being a stick in the mud. The people that are really starting to irritate me, and I mean really starting to irritate me, are the purity test people.
Oh, I'm done with them.
Like, you need to get your own tent because you are so boring and so awful. Who would ever want to join your team? Seriously.
I mean, they're like incredibly negative people. Like,
let's fire Hannity. Let's be mad at Stacey because she doesn't care that Ben Jacobs got his glasses broke. I have a limited capacity to care about things, and Ben Jacobs is not one of them. I'm serious. This is the same guy who in 2014 tweeted out that he and a bunch of other journalists wanted to punch Benji Backer in the face, who was a 16-year-old conservative who worked at the Blaze. And now he wants to whine about getting his glasses broke and, oh, you hurt me, and take an ambulance ride. Really? Go get on with yourself, beta boy.
Here's a dramatic reenactment of the Ben Jacobs air quote attack. It's like scuffle, scuffle, scuffle. Burger, burger, burger. And then he goes, you broke my glasses. And then you body slammed me and broke my glass. he adjusts his story. Listen, I'll say it now. You can't do it. You can't do it. You're not allowed to do it. You can't put your hands on another human being. That is assault. Okay? I'm down with that. Now, this whole narrative that's being pushed now, Donald Trump is responsible for... No. You know who's responsible? A super tired guy running for office in Montana. That's who's responsible.
That's who's responsible. And like I said, my outrage meter is broken after 2016. There's very few things I get outraged about, right? But so is my capacity to care, right? Like, there's things I care about. I care about what's going on in the Philippines. I care that North Korea just launched another bomb and almost hit Japan, okay? I care about Trump's budget. I care about the things that are going to affect me and my family. Ben Jacobs getting his glasses busted ain't one of those, so I'm not going to talk about it. I just don't care.
Yeah. The guy said he was sorry. Maybe he should have given him also a coupon for Lens Crafters.
Maybe.
Like, sorry. Mm-hmm. But he apologized. It's all good.
But because I don't care, I'm not a real conservative. Because I don't say it was okay to punch Richard Spencer and not okay to body slam Ben Jacobs. In actuality, dudes, they're both wrong, and I don't care what a jerk Spencer is.
You know what I mean? And thank you for bringing that up. That's a really great point, and a lot of people were making it on Twitter, but I think they were making it, they were preaching to the choir. But honestly, like, shame on anybody who celebrated that Spencer dude getting punched in the face. They're like, ha ha, this is what you get. And then being horrified that a journalist got punched. Well, either, I mean, violence is good or violence is bad.
The whole thing about it was, you know, with Spencer, you're punching a Nazi. Well, good God, radical leftist, according to you, I'm a Nazi, so you can punch me. That you use that label for everybody.
That's the dangerous place we're at. That's funny because that's what I was on Tucker Carlson about, was talking these commencement speeches and free speech and blah blah blah. So people go, oh, we like free speech, we don't like hate speech. Well, then the person who has the power is the person who decides which speech is what. Mm-hmm. So that you can't do that. You can't parse it up like that. And you can't say, well, punching a Nazi is okay, punching a reporter is bad. No, punching a person is bad. We don't solve – that's the only way this little republic works, is like, we decided to use politics instead of violence.
Right.
We decided to use our words. So, yeah, you can't have it both ways.
Well, I mean, did you hear about that progressive professor out in, I think it was Oregon?
No.
Well, the campus, it's Oregon. Right? You live in California, you understand. So every year on this small liberal arts campus, all of the students of color leave campus for a day to make an impression of what the world would be like without them. Kind of like the women who walked off the job, you know, this is what life would be without us. And
I love these days. I love it when they go, life without a blank.
That is a proactive thing where people are trying to prove a point. Well, this year, they flipped it, and the student body decided all the white people, professors and students, needed to leave campus for a day. So in other words, instead of it being a proactive thing where I, as a person of color or a woman, decide to leave a place so people can feel my absence, they were forcing people off campus. A very progressive professor said, I ain't going anywhere. This is backwards, guys. This is not how we do this. Yeah. And he had to leave campus for his own safety.
Oh, my Lord.
The students, like, took over the campus. The inmates literally took over the asylum.
Do what we want or you're going to get hurt.
Exactly.
Say what we like or you're going to get hurt. Mm-hmm. That is the progressive agenda.
Or you're going to get booed, or we're going to walk out of your commencement speech, or our kids aren't going to get their picture taken with Paul Ryan. I am just shocked.
I tell you,
shocked.
It's weird, the ones, like, I didn't have, like, the kids walking out of Mike Pence. Okay, whatever. You know, you did it. You made your thing. And I'm glad they did that quietly and it was their form. However, the eighth graders not wanting to have their picture taken with Paul Ryan, that one really hit a nerve. This is not sunshine and lollipops. This is, oh my gosh, here goes Loftus again on his Chicken Little. The sky is falling. It's this younger generation that I'm worried about, that I'm concerned about. These kids, they're in the eighth grade, and they've already been indoctrinated into, this guy is a conservative, ergo he's evil. I cannot be in the same picture with him.
It's politics entering everything. We have talked about this before. I change deodorants because I don't like to be told what to think. I may agree with you.
Okay, now right now, you're talking the problem. You're literally talking the problem, and you're taking that moral high ground of I don't like it when. Mm-hmm. The rules have changed. We can't have, like, I'm past this. Like, oh, politics. Yes, politics is in everything. It is in everything. And unless people who enjoy personal liberty and private property and personal rights mm-hmm. get their shit together, 44-40, until we get our crap together, it's all gonna be gone, and people are gonna wonder, like, Fox News ratings are down. Eighth graders don't want to have their picture taken with Paul Ryan. It is a battle. It's a cultural battle, and we're just getting our asses handed to us, and everybody can be like, well, I don't have time for that. I just want to do everybody's gonna do their own thing, and they're gonna wake up, and it's gonna
Here's
be too
my
late
thing. For everybody out there with a Fire Hannity handle on Twitter, change it to Watch the Flip Side.
Yeah.
Let's stop killing each other. Let's stop beating each other up. That it's the most destructive thing
in
the world.
And here's just to add on to what you're saying. The people who are like, well, Hannity's ratings are down. Hannity's in trouble because he's not doing a quality broadcast. Maybe that's true. I find it very odd. Everybody wants to shut down this Seth Rich thing. I find that really weird. The more you try, and this is for the people on the moral high ground. I'm sorry. Seth Rich worked for the DNC, and supposedly he was the leaker. I don't know. He gets murdered in a robbery where they didn't take anything. I'm sorry. That's a case. That's a case.
So would I.
I would like to know who killed that young man. And you're like, well, the family said to stop. Okay, now we really need to find out. Why the hell would the family be like, stop trying to find my son's murderer? Are you kidding me? And these people are Hannity's an embarrassment? You're an embarrassment. Now, here's something else for people who don't know the way TV works. They're like, oh, well, but make a better product. Make a better product. I tell you, the only reason the Flipside TV show, and it's a catch-22, the only reason I have a television show that's on the air is because no one knows it's on the air. I'm not even kidding. If these, and this is just for the first time me saying it publicly, and I'm like, I honestly, I don't care anymore. I don't. These stations talk to the distributor. We want to have the show. We want to carry the show. If we do, we will be sued. There will be a boycott. The fear of the boycott is so strong and so powerful. It is not a fair competition.
Well, and it's not even that it's just unfair. What's stupid is the people on the right spend all their time boycotting Hannity. Can we boycott ABC for cutting off Tim Allen's show? That show half of America really, really liked.
It's like herding cats with the, and it's like the right's version of the social
justice.
Except
it's trained
warriors,
on ourselves.
Right? Look how much I care. Look how much I care about the Constitution. I'm perfectly willing to. And, like, I don't want, like, blind obedience, right? But we get it. I truly think that we are the cooler people because we do have the moral wherewithal to go, dude, that's not cool. You're not allowed to do that. You can't be lying. We're pretty good about policing our own. We're pretty darn good about it. But you can lay off the let's get rid of Hannity. It's Fox News is in a bit of a tailspin, and it's just laughable. It's not like they're going to go away tomorrow. However, the problem just gets compounded more and more as MSNBC gets more viewers and CNN gets more viewers, and you know for a fact they're not peddling facts. They're not peddling facts, and you're just okay with it. You're like, well, I'm going to show I'm a really good conservative because I'm going to and Sean Hannity touched his nose, and I thought he was picking a booger, and we shouldn't have to watch that. Bing, bing, bing. I'm a good conservative. They're losers.
Well, and I think
they're
part
losers.
Of it for me is I have never registered for either political party ever.
I want in California, you have to. And here's what I want. I want my best chance. It's why I voted for Trump. I want my best chance for what I want. Listen, I know that Hillary dreams of a country with open borders, and yeah, come on in, everybody, and I want green energy and open borders, and that's how I want the world to be. It was really like a Katy Perry kind of a worldview. Mm-hmm. I didn't want that, so I went with Trump, and boy, oh boy, oh boy, I'm so glad that dude is in charge.
Well,
I can't imagine. I
have to make up my
own
label, right? I'm a liberservative because I don't
drink
Budweiser.
Because you don't drink Budweiser. You definitely.
Yeah, yeah.
See, that was a callback to your little
American
beer.
Lagers.
So you're
I say I'm a
liberservative
because I am too hawkish to be a libertarian. I want the travel ban. I think we need to control our borders, right? Libertarians don't want all that. They want free market everything. We can't have that till we stop paying people to come here. Got to do first things first, right? And I am far too socially liberal because I don't care what you do. I don't care who you sleep with. I don't care who you marry to be a conservative. I mean, it's just like the purity tests are everywhere. And I'm just like, I just want to be with the people who are fun.
How do we reach them? Here's the deal. We're getting through. Like, but I want to I feel like we're in like this little bubble and I want to break out. I just want to break out. And I like I said, the subscriptions are up on YouTube. Thank you guys so much for that. And I want to build this community. And it's kind of weird. We are kind of coming back around to it full circle in the show. But like, I want to help out, you know, these little craft beer places. And I want to help out. Like, I want to find some charitable thing. I really want to build a community. And you don't even have to be like I'm gonna say like-minded in a very like loosey-goosey kind of a term, right? I want to do my thing. You want to do your thing. I don't care who you're banging or in what style.
I really don't. Okay.
I just hope you're having fun, but I just don't want Big Brother.
But we do like people to be responsible.
You know who
we do like people to be responsible for their own stuff. Like, personal accountability is big. We do want to help other people. Okay. Small businesses and Uber, good things, good things. But, you know, I just, this whole mentality, and it's just, it's everywhere. We're going to make you a good conservative. No, really, you're not, because I'm never going to care about these particular things.
So we're going to have to think on that. We are doing it, and people are finding, I got the sweetest sweetest. Last week it was great. The message from the lady, she and her son stumbled across the YouTube channel. They watched all the thing.
Oh, good.
I got another one of those this week. And it's what keeps me going. It really does. This dude is in Vegas. He started following us on Twitter and Facebook and the YouTube channel and all this stuff. The guy's in Vegas. He comes back up. I should have asked him where he was staying. And if you're listening, I'm sorry. I forgot your little Twitter handle. But you're awesome, and you made my week. The guy's in Vegas, goes to his hotel room, 3 o'clock in the morning. The flip side is on. He can't believe it. He loses it. He loves the show. He dove in. He can't believe it. And then it happened to him two nights in a row. He comes back to his hotel room at 3 o'clock in the morning, and the flip side is on TV, and he's like, "Oh my gosh, you were on again!"
The best.
It's just the best. It's just the best. It is. It really, really. It makes me.
Well,
it makes me feel good.
And I think we've got to. I don't know. Somehow, rebrand the whole thing. Because it's just not working. The whole
what
idea
do you mean, rebrand
of being
the whole thing?
Right-minded. It's not about being a stick in the mud. It's not about being socially conservative. It's not. It's really about the freedom to be who you are. And if I think about growing up and when I was a kid, that's what the left actually used to be about. They're not anymore.
I'm going to tell you right now, and I'm joking. Uh-huh. Maybe 45% more nudity solves all of that.
Okay.
I'm not kidding. If you look at, like, I did it kind of as a bit of an experiment. It made me laugh and I thought it was kind of funny, but like, you know, you put up a post, about, you know, oh, people showing their butts in beautiful landscapes is the new
thing.
Oh, it
totally exploded.
Boy, that thing exploded.
And people,
everybody's clicking on. We need more nudity on the website, on Facebook, and then we'll just kind of sprinkle in some, hey, capitalism saves more lives than socialism. Just kind of like the cake is going to be made out of nudity and comedy, and then the icing is going to be, hey, and let's be cool to one another and
there you go.
Get Big Brother
there
out of our
go.
Lives.
If you want to join us on that journey, please. Please follow along.
Absolutely. It's going to be a good time. I just I saw this thing I think it might have been – oh, it was on Tucker Carlson's show. Adam Carolla and Dennis Prager
yep.
are making this movie about intolerance on college campuses. Now, here's the problem.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a huge Adam Carolla fan. I really like that guy.
Yep.
And Dennis Prager as well. However – that movie is all
right.
You're already preaching to the choir. I'm glad they're doing it. I'm sure it'll be funny. And Adam Carolla is really good with Man on the Street stuff. And however, I don't think my concern about it is that's not being a magnet. You have to put a lot more sugar on that. Cause that it's like, it looks like it's going to be a movie of medicine and like, oh, you're going to have a bunch of, you know, people coming out of it going, oh, I wish they would have said this. They really should have said that. Da, 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 da. And these conservatives policing themselves. I don't know. Well,
and they did one of like
movie.
That not too long ago with a bunch of comedians talking about. I forget
what it was
called. What's his Gilbert Godfrey and I forget who else was in it, but they actually talked about why they don't go to college campuses anymore. Yeah, and just said no, we're not going to do that. So I mean, there's another similar thing out there that got some press, and I wonder what this one is more specifically going to be about, because you know Prager University has had a lot of its videos taken off of YouTube or banned because they're not advertiser friendly. Because telling the truth apparently is not advertiser friendly. So I'm going to be interested to see the full range of what that's about, but. You know, God bless him for doing it, and I'll give him enough to get the T-shirt.
Yes. Okay. There's a couple subjects. I'm just going to write them down right now that we have to get to next week. We're really going to talk about the whole Wonder Woman thing. We can. We'll talk about the movie. Hopefully,
I will have
seen it. I'm so behind the times. I hope it's good. I really hope it's good. Because I want a sequel.
Even
I want
if
more.
Just
I want more Wonder
at
Woman.
Gal Gadot, Gal Gadot for an hour and 40 minutes. That's pretty good.
She is easy on the eyes. She
and
is a good, good Wonder Woman. She beats Kathy Lee Crosby
too.
Or whoever.
Oof. And she had the best Mother's Day post ever.
Yeah. And you know what? I thought hers was great. I don't even mind that Wonder Woman music, that mm-hmm. At first I laughed out loud when they used it in Batman versus Superman. I literally laughed out loud. I thought it was so jokey, but now it's weird. It's kind of caught on. I'm glad that dude crashed the Alamo Drafthouse women's only screening of Wonder Woman. I know the internet has gone crazy. Twitter's gone crazy about that, but good for him.
I think
he
so.
Bought a ticket. He can go.
Well, and all this has proven to me
okay.
is that radical feminists have zero understanding of the history of the character. Yeah.
Yeah. And don't, because it mm-hmm. just, it becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy. We're going to use Wonder Woman for this. We're going to do a screening and we're going to raise money for Planned Parenthood. And then you're like, well, I don't think Wonder Woman would approve. And they're like, you know, Wonder Woman's not real. Well, then why do you care so much that you're doing
it's
all this
like
stuff?
It's like the vicious circle. Just,
yeah. I want it next week. There's going to be Wonder Woman talk. There's also going to
okay.
be deep state talk. I'm tired. I'm getting a little. There's something funny to these people who,
right.
who say that there is no deep state. And if you just look at political contributions from federal employees,
mm-hmm.
they're overwhelmingly
yep.
for the liberal candidate. So if you are an employee of the federal government and you are supporting the liberal candidate, you have a vested interest in, oh, you want the Democrat to win, so
mm-hmm.
your job is safe. So you literally have a financial interest in Trump doing poorly. You want him out of there because right now you're worried about your job. So for anybody going, there's no such thing as the deep state. Yeah, it is, and it's
mm-hmm.
it's. I think it's very, very pedestrian. It's not
no,
like a group
no,
of
no.
cigar smoking people in a. But that's where the leaks are coming from. I think these leaks
yeah.
are coming from inside the White House. I think somebody's
Low
trying to make somebody else.
Bureaucrats.
But no, I don't believe that at all.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely, LLB, low-level bureaucrats. Okay, it's time we're gonna rock this Memorial Day episode with some Michael Topias. Lord, I hope you have some because I'm looking through my notes. Okay, hit me now. Here, I'll set it up in Michael Topia. We have different rules. The real world has a set of rules and laws we have to follow that don't make a lot of sense. But in Michaeltopia, we have different rules, like this one from the Liberty
in
Gypsy.
In Michaeltopia, if you are on a social media platform and you are a purported journalist and you send out something that is later proven not to be true, you have to delete the tweet.
Ooh,
yep.
That's a great one.
People are not
that's
allowed
a great
to continue
one.
Retweeting crap. And
I love it. That one's going to go in the TV show.
If you are a journalist, you are not allowed to surmise or speculate on what the president is about to do before he does it.
Yes.
Those
You're
two things have driven
You're
me
killing
nuts
it.
For the last 48 hours.
That is great. Okay, here's mine. It's kind of half-baked. In Michaeltopia, when we start talking about the affordable healthcare, blah, blah, blah. We first have to talk about Massachusetts. How's Massachusetts doing? Like, no one brings that up. Supposedly, they've got it all figured out, and everybody in Massachusetts gets free healthcare. Is it working? Are people happy with it? Before we start talking about how this huge nationwide runaway freight train of federal spending is going to go, how about we talk about Massachusetts a little bit more? Why is this such a mystery?
Or how about we just leave it to the states? Because you're about to find out.
There you have it. Well, that's my retirement plan. That's my retirement plan. I go to New York. My kids go to college for free.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm gonna have to like get a crappy job somewhere. So I make sure I don't make too much money.
Mm-hmm.
I have to make sure I'm under that threshold so my kids get free college. Then after the kids get out of college, we scooch right on over to Massachusetts, and I get free health care.
Or
da, 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 da.
You can move them to a lovely red state like Georgia where you can have guns, right? And if they do well in school, they can go to college for 100% tuition free, no matter what.
Say what?
In the state of Georgia, we have what is called the Hope Scholarship. So if your child ends up at the highest level, they get what's called the Zell Miller Scholarship, and they get 100% of their tuition
Oh,
paid.
I don't want a scholarship. I want my kids to roll out of bed without even having to try.
Now that I cannot deal with. But yeah, I have a kid.
That's what New York is doing.
I had two Zell Millers and another move on one ready. So, yep.
Oh, we got to talk about that jerk from New York. Was it the mayor de Blasio
Oh, he's the biggest jerk.
in the parade with the terrorist? Like this, like the for real terrorist. That's not hyperbole. That's like a straight out marching with a terrorist.
Yep.
Like, what are you thinking? All right, it was a fun show. Get out there. I hope you had a because this will come out later in the week. I have a couple wishes for you. I hope you had a great Memorial Day. I hope I did well on Tucker Carlson.
Yes, Michael has a wish for you. He hopes he does well.
Yes, that is how. That's the kind of giver.
I hope they enjoy it too.
And I'm serious. And I'm gonna try to say this every week. Thanks for taking the time out to support the podcast and the website and the Facebook page and the YouTube channel. This is how communities start, and it's a wonderful thing to witness. The numbers are getting bigger. The numbers are getting bigger. And it's because you guys are being cool and you're sharing stuff and you're turning people onto the show, and people in Vegas are stumbling across the TV show. I love it. I love it. I love it. And it works great when you help. And you've been helping. And so I love you. Have a great week. And I'll talk to you next time on the Loftus Party.